This is an advert, and I know you guys are here for songwriting, for that exploration of who you are as writers, whether you want to be professional, whether it is a hobby, whether it's something you're interested in. But what I'm doing is opening up a few more slots. I'm going to include a Calendly link. If you guys haven't used that before, it's very simple, just to click through to book a meeting. And I'm opening up some slots because I'm looking for some new people to work with in March, sort of springtime. So I'll be opening up 1 or 2 weeks of availability. Some in the mornings for UK guys and some in the afternoons for US clients, as I find most people I work with tend to be in North America. And the idea behind these calls is it is 60 minutes. I want you to bring all of your questions, all of your problems, if you will, but mainly I want to know about your journey as a writer. What are you trying to achieve? Because I had a call yesterday with Vasya Tremsin. You've probably heard his wonderful tones on this show recently with a question, but also he's someone I've known for a year now, almost. We've worked together on a couple of things, but we had a conversation last night about coaching because I felt like I'd worked on a song before with him and we were kind of going back and forth so much. I thought, well, why don't we just get in a coaching call? Why don't we have that conversation about what you are looking to do? And he was really interesting because he's such a considered, intelligent guy and he's very kind of careful in terms of his investments of his time and finances. And he has a wonderful brain in other parts of the world, but his love is being an artist, being a musician, being a writer. And he had so many great questions for me. I thought, if you're interested in working with me, you have this call, but I maybe can answer some of those questions before you jump on. As I said, if you're here for just songwriting technique, then by all means, don't worry about it. But I'm looking for people who are in that kind of top 20%, top 25%, top 5% of people who really want to be career songwriters, whether you're starting out or it's something you want to pick up again. I'm looking to meet people to see if I want to work with them, because I really have found that it's specific types of writers, whether they want to write professionally, whether they want to write for themselves. I would normally encourage it to be inside your locus of control, inside something you are looking to achieve. But I want to meet people to see if they are the kind of people that are committed, that have those real long-term plans, not just something in a few weeks or even something in a year, but people that want to dive in as writers, as artists for a long period of time. Because I've found that the people I work with that are there for a number of months, there's definitely a sweet spot. Some people have been with me for almost a year now, which is incredible. If you want to dive in and you want to learn about songwriting and have that implementation, then book a call. Let's see if we can work together, because I want to see if we're going to have that chemistry. And mainly it's honesty. I've started working with someone called Mattison Gregory, and we just did a simple free writing template. She came through from Julian Honinger, wonderful producer. But we had that first session together and it was amazing because she came in without any preconceptions and she's such a great writer and someone who has such a passion for music. And I asked her about her plans and she had like 3-year, 5-year plans that were really kind of in the sand of the arena, in the grit, in the trenches, like things she really wanted to work towards and achieve. And I kept saying to her, I was sort of blown away about how honest she was. And when we turned up for this first kind of call, this chat, I wanted to work with her instantly because someone like that is receptive and she found a real value in free writing. And she said, I never knew I had this in me. And just to see that simple process, or I assume it to be simple, but seeing that implemented with someone and seeing what that does for them as a writer, but mainly as a human, that's what I see with the people I work with, is what they can learn to unlock in themselves, to put into song, to put into music, into lyrics, to see someone free up their soul almost and put that into a song and then structure that with them, implement that into songs. And one of the questions that Vasya asked me last night about working together, because it is strange, there's always kind of questions and hesitations when it comes to working with someone new. But he asked, will this work? Do you have examples of it working for other people? You know, booking sessions. And I was honest, I said, treat it like personal training. Some people work with me every week and they turn up like Arye or Shandy or Emily. They turn up and they have an agenda. They want to either write a specific song today. They want to work on a particular thing for their record. Like I'm lucky enough to be working with Arye for almost a year or more now, every week. and we're working towards his album, his first record, and we're going to then work on something going forward. So for him, it's kind of like the personal trainer that you turn up to for accountability. Aye is an incredible writer. From day one, I knew that about him. But what we've really honed in on is his lyrics, his structure of lyrics, and using that free writing template. It's just a normality now. It's wonderful to see him just bring it up and use it as a kind of, it is a crutch in a really nice way. It's like stretching before a session, before training, is that seeing him just fire through and be able to write incredible songs at depth that he loves, to the point where I'm now hearing, because I work with some other people in his community, I'm hearing compliments from them personally, but also from third parties that are hearing Aye's progression, particularly in lyrics, and his ability to get songs together that are beautiful and hooky and following a certain structure, of course, because you do have to adhere to some rules, but also breaking it now and then, and just watching him be, again, kind of this opening of his soul, this opening of his life as a person. That's what I love, because he'll send me songs, okay, hey, what do you think of this? He'll send me maybe a voice message before that and say, this is how I felt about writing the song. And I go, right, before I even hear the song, before I listen to that recording you've released, well done. Because I watch him as a human grow and be able to get these things out and express them beautifully. And he's a great writer, like I said, a great producer, all of it. So does this work? Again, like personal training, I think Vasya is one of these people that I said to him last night, right, let's get a block of four in, let's book that in. Because again, long-term obviously would work for me as a coach, but I see that work for certain types of people. Again, accountability and working towards goals. But with Vasya, there was also this other argument with personal trainers, the one that I tended to do, especially when I was a student and I wanted to learn as much as I could as quickly as possible. I said to him, we can even record the calls, the sessions together. Because if you think about it, that personal trainer analogy, you go in, you work with them intensely, but not only that, is almost have like your mind floating above the session and trying to remember everything you can. That's what I did when I worked with great trainers. I tried to remember every detail, how they set it up, how they spoke about the different processes. It's the same with this. You might want to only go for a short period of time. It's absolutely fine. I have no control over your goals. Use it exactly as you want to, or even just get on that first 60-minute call on the link. And use that as a way, we can definitely run through some processes. We can go through the first stages of those basics that are super important during the calls. Like I said, bring your questions, bring your problems. So Vasya's questions were awesome because they were straight to the point, straight at the heart. He's not afraid of asking about money. He's not afraid about asking about the process or how it will work. So hopefully some of his perspectives and the way I answered some of his questions will alleviate any of those concerns so we can get straight to your songwriting. Like I said, that first 60 minutes is completely free, no obligations, just book it in and we can look at your songwriting process. And of course, it's a great way to meet people. I've had the pleasure of meeting, so Dylan Martinson last night, you'll see what's happening with that, but the pleasure of meeting him, or Mark Jones, people from the show that I just wanted to connect with and speak to. Of course, I'm a songwriting coach. That's evident. I'm also a professional writer. And Vasya had some really great questions about that world too. And the practicality of using the things that I work on with people in exactly the same way in sessions. There's no way that I'm kind of hiding anything from people. Everything is free on the show. That is the point of this show. For people I don't work with, everything is free and it's out there. But when I'm in sessions, I'm using exactly the same stepwise process. Even though you might jump in at certain steps, that's what I said to Vasya. Like if I'm in a session, the song might already have been taken to a certain point with melody or with lyric or in the rewriting stage. So I need to know stages 0 to 100 in terms of skills and techniques that are tangible so I can jump in and work back a step, forward a step, help other people unstick themselves. That's my job. I'm a massive nerd for songwriting. I don't pretend to be the best writer on the planet, but in terms of coaching, there hasn't been a single person that I've worked with that hasn't advanced. And again, Vasya had these great questions of, you know, how many sessions do I need to get here? Is it a sense of something needing to do every week? Or I said, it's completely up to you. But the people that have set goals, that are honest with themselves about what they can achieve, if they need that accountability, those often do the best, whether that's every week or they jump in every couple of months. I have people that kind of jump in when they need a particular song written or perspective on an EP. I've even started doing in-person sessions, which is awesome as well. I love that kind of post-COVID being with people in the room. Because again, like getting those training sessions with a personal trainer, you get every single thing from the way they tie their shoes before the session to how they stretch and warm up to how they speak to you. Those are the things I love to do. So get on that link. It will be in the show notes. You'll also be able to find it on my social media and my website if you need to, but get in the show notes, book that call, just come into it with all of your questions, all of your worries, all of your concerns, but know that I'm going to be asking you to push yourself, to be honest. And like I said to Vasya, I don't take any credit in terms of songwriting. Very kindly, so Maria, she got in touch, also Aisha, put me on their songwriting credits. And I said, you don't need to, you don't have to. But of course, I'd be stupid to turn away that kind of love. So to be clear, I'm not going to write the songs for you. That is not the point. I'm trying to impart that presence of songwriting. That's the way I think about it, is if you guys are so good at your techniques, again, like a sportsman, like an athlete, if you're so good at your techniques, you can use them in any way creatively in a game, in a session. And again, Vasya was like, well, if I'm writing for other people or writing for myself, I said, it's exactly the same stuff. If you're writing with someone else, you might need to realize that they're in that creative space. So you sit back and you help them. That's the creative and the critic, that understanding of that. Or if they're in the melodic space, brilliant, I will assist them in that. But also knowing the songwriting process so well back to front, consciously, is a way to help yourself get unstuck. Because I don't encourage people to be writing with me every session. Often bring to the session your issues, we'll work with them. Even with Dylan yesterday, you know, he answered his own questions, but people aren't aware of that. So it's creating those connections between people's techniques and processes. So they have this really beautiful kind of malleable ability to write songs in any situation, in any order, rewriting, writing, creation, lyrics, all of these things. That's what I work on, implementation, because information is free deliberately on this show. So book that call. If you need a different time slot, then just get in touch with me. But I've kind of set up during my week where I have time, because I want a kind of specific number of people and a specific type of people that I work with, to be completely honest. I'm interested in doing this ethically. So I want to work with people that are going to push themselves, going to get full value out of that session. I don't want resentment coming my way because people are not engaged enough or not able to uphold those promises to themselves. So again, Vasya's questions were awesome and it kind of fired me to want to talk about this. And I'm looking to maybe one or two people for spring. I've got a time off in Australia where I'm going to be kind of managing the people I currently work with, but looking to take on new people in spring. So you've got loads of time to get those calls booked in for the next 2 weeks. And also ask me as many questions, even just shoot me an email, a DM. You don't have to book a call. Just ask me those questions and I can probably shoot you back a video or a voice note to explain that. Again, it's all out there for free on the show, but I'm aware I'm trying to structure that in a way that's helpful for people. So get on that call, book a session on Zoom. It's very relaxed. We can chat about anything you want to, but please, if you're going to book a call, bring yourself, meaning bring your questions, bring your concerns, bring your problems as a writer. And I promise you, you will be able to unpick them with me. I will show you the tools. I leave you with the Google Docs. There's all these resources we can work on together so that you can go and fly as a writer. That is the goal. It's not the best business model, but I want people to come in, get full value, be accountable and honest and work really hard in our sessions. Then they can go and fly, go and write, go and be themselves in any of their projects going forward. So thanks for this, little bit different from the normal things we talk about on the show, but I did want to throw that out there to people on this show, give you first refusal. I'd love to help and we can talk about it all on a call. So grab that link and thank you very much.